Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, but you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, truth picking your eye. I'm that.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez, joined by co-host Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, what's going on? Hello, wrestling fans.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. She's causing fire all over the indie scene. Kicking ass, taking names. Give it up for the Blue Dragon, Tootie Lynn Ramsey.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Miss Ramsey.
Hey, we good. Hey. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we got fire in the building, definitely. The dragon. Yes, we finally got you here on Wrestling It Factor Radio. Tell me, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes, I was a wrestling fan growing up. I would definitely watch it a lot with my stepdad. I was like at least 7 at the time. Me and him would watch it all the time. And then I stopped watching it actually. When I was around 15, because he had passed away. But then I didn't start back watching it until I was like 18. But like it was just hard to like watch it again, like watch it without him. But yeah, he's actually the reason why I like it so much. I love it actually.
Awesome. Who did you idolize while watching it during that time?
During that time, truth be told, whenever my mom would watch jazz, that's who I idolized. Because to me, she was like one of the strongest women on their roster. And I figured, like, okay, my mom likes her, so I have to like her. But I would definitely say jazz.
Yes. She's definitely a lot of people's favorite, definitely a definitely the badass, yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, like she said, the baddest bitch is in the building.
Yeah, she's still doing it to this day. This is day two. She was great too. I recently saw her. I recently saw her 2 weeks ago out in Texas, because I was doing a show out there called Sabotage. And I also saw her like basically all weekend that weekend when I was out there. So it was really good seeing her in person. She was great too.
Yes, definitely an ECW legend.
She's currently the NWA Women's Champion too. No, Jazz is, if I'm not mistaken. She's holding that championship right now.
Yeah, she is.
How did you come up with your persona? You know, the dragon. You know, there's not too many women that's called the dragon in wrestling. So how did you come up with your persona?
Oh, so how I came up with my persona, it wasn't easy actually, but I'm a huge Bruce Lee fan. I love Bruce Lee, and I also grew up watching his movies. I grew up watching The Last Dragon as well. And then when I was 14, I was put in a karate school. And after I got my black belt, I wanted to start training for wrestling. So that's how I came up with my persona, being the little blue dragon, like with blue being my favorite color. And it also, I believe blue also stands for autism as well. So with that, I became the little blue dragon. So yeah, that's how I came up with my persona because of my karate background.
What style of karate did you do? Did you do taekwondo or did you do like a kung fu or what kind of style of karate or martial arts did you do?
A little bit of Muay Thai and jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu, that would explain why. Jiu-jitsu is a lot of joint grabbing, they twisting arms, and they do throw people in jiu-jitsu. So that kind of like help you out for wrestling. Am I correct?
Right.
Yeah, I was a Bruce Lee fan too. The man is legendary.
Yes, Enter the Dragon. That was one of my other movies. Also, they basically paying tribute right there. And
Enter the Dragon was a good movie.
Yes.
And he also is credited for so many things in martial arts. You know, not to mention the two finger push up. You know.
Right.
He's also credited for one of the fathers of MMA. You know, the stuff he did in martial arts. So my question to you is: do you see yourself going into MMA anytime soon? Because a lot of wrestling, MMA fights coming over to wrestling and vice versa.
No, I believe you on that. Not really. I don't see myself going into MMA. I love wrestling too much. So I'm probably going to stick around here.
That's a good choice.
Also,
what kind of matches you like to do? I mean, you did in the singles, tag team, and you also did elimination matches too. So, what's your favorite type of match to do, or you like them all?
My favorite matches, honestly, are scramble matches because I like the chaos and it's just a bunch of bodies everywhere. I like intergender matches too. also like I like doing tags as well. Tags are always fun. Singles are cool too. The toughest one to me are like triple threats. I don't know why they're just tough to me and not always my favorite, but got to get the job done.
Yeah, I prefer a tag team and singles, but all those other matches are good. And I have seen their matches, you know, because like Wayne has, and I like the match you did with Savannah, the match with Savannah Stone. How was she like in the ring?
Thank you. Oh, she was amazing in the ring. Savannah and myself have very great chemistry. Yeah, she was actually one of my toughest opponents too. But our chemistry is like a good mix, you know? But she was really good. She's great in the ring.
Yes, and you definitely had a good match with Jocelyn Naval also. How was that also working with her?
You said Jocelyn? Fortunately, that match never happened. Jocelyn couldn't make it that day. So they stuck me with a gentleman whose name, I believe is Zachary, what's his name? If I'm messing it up, I'm sorry, Zach. They stuck me with a gentleman. I had a match with him, and I won the match, of course. Jocelyn couldn't make it that day, but hopefully one day, me and Jocelyn will get ours.
Yes, she's definitely a alumni to the show, and yes, if she's listening right now, Jocelyn, she calling your ass out right now to work.
Sure am.
I guess you say she's throwing a little bit of shade. So, Miss Tootie, what lessons have you learned so far in wrestling? What's the two biggest lessons you learned so far about what to do and what not to do inside and outside the ring?
Say that. Repeat that again. I'm sorry.
What two lessons have you learned so far in wrestling? You know, what lessons have you learned to do in a ring and what not to do in a ring?
What not to do in the ring?
Yes.
What I've learned not to do in the ring is just don't mess up.
Okay.
And what I learned to do in the ring, and this is also for outside the ring too, I learned to just have confidence. Because if you go out there and have no confidence, then it's like, just what's the point?
Yes. You also had worked for with Sophie King also for Pro Wrestling Force. What was that like working with her?
It was fun working with Sophie. She was mean, but I fought through it.
Yes, that was another good one right there.
Oh yeah, Sophie's great.
And also, you had another one. Also, hard style match with Renee. What was it like working with her?
It's fun working with Brene. She's really cool too. I'm actually facing her really soon, March 30th. It's myself, another guy named Q, and it's her and a man named Rex. It's going to be her and him against me and Q. So I get to see her again March 30th at New Breed. I believe it's in Eldon, Missouri, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
Awesome. That. Yes. Also, what you do in a gym? What kind of music you listen to while you preparing for your matches or getting some gym work in?
I listen to Pokemon and anime music and cartoons and Disney.
Wow.
Interesting. You're very unique. That is unique. Wow.
Wow.
I would never expect Disney music from a wrestler, but yeah, that stands out. That is cool. That is very cool. Nothing to be ashamed about. That is very cool. I salute you on that. And
wow.
One of those is cool.
Thank you.
How about more? You probably added in some Mortal Kombat music, right?
I don't, but I can. I can add some Mortal Kombat to my playlist.
Right. Sub-Zero. I'm telling you, you need to work for Shakara Pro Wrestling, definitely, right there. The trios, if they can add you with Glacier also.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You said Shakara Pro Wrestling?
Yes.
Do you happen to know where they're located?
They basically based in Pennsylvania, but they travel. They do house shows like in Indiana and other places, but they do mostly in Philadelphia, like 5 times a year and stuff. And they have characters like basically pro wrestlers from basically it's a luchador thing, luchador characters like the Ant Colony. Yes.
I would have to look into it more. I think I've heard of them before, but I'm going to look into it some more. You said Pennsylvania, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And it's wrestling friendly product basically also. And they had in the past they had like Luke Harper, other ones like that before they was in WWE, or even they bring back the legends like the Spirit Squad recently to do a for their 6-man tag tournament called Trios.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, yes.
Huh.
It's like it's a very entertainment product. Yes.
Sounds entertaining. I'm looking into it.
Yes. Definitely Lucha, and also they have all types of wrestlers. Most of them wearing masks, and also even like sports. They have sports gimmicks. Also, it's amazing. Also, they tell the story in the ring.
Sound like somewhere I could fit in.
Yes. And they definitely have the mixed tag teams also.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
How does your mom react when you say you want to go into pro wrestling? Does she say, don't go, or are you crazy? How does your mom react, and how did the rest of your family react? When you try to go into pro, learn to be a wrestler.
My mom was scared, but my mom is my biggest supporter as of right now. Like, she supports anything I do. So when I told her that I wanted to train to be a professional wrestler, her and I were just like Googling wrestling schools one night, and we finally found one in St. Louis, Missouri. I know for a fact one of my aunts are scared. She would prefer me to like model or like be a bodybuilder or something. She said she wants me to do something safe, but that's not what I want to go for. I want to be a professional wrestler.
Hey, because
yes,
like a lot of,
definitely.
You know, wrestling, you know, a lot of, some family members are like, yes, go for it. Other family members say, no, are you crazy? But you followed your heart and what your passion is, and it's paying off. Because you are delightful. Crazy. You're delightful
thank
to talk
you.
To, and you know, you're good to see, you know, see, you know, do your thing in the ring. Because it's paying
thank
off.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But
yes.
I love it. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I'm doing it. Now I have a lot of supporters. Like, yeah, my family, they're scared, but like, they're not gonna tell me no, because they want me to do something I love. So, especially my mom right now, like, she's just my biggest supporter. That's like my heart and soul right now. Well, she's always been my heart and soul. So.
And what does your friends think of you as a pro wrestler?
Oh, they love it. Now, they're the ones that's saying, are you out of your mind? But at the same time, they're saying, like, you know, do it, because they want me to be happy.
Wow. Yeah, they very supportive right there. And you know, you had the other ones, you know. I still remember when I was training to be one also, I had maybe two or three coworkers, you know, ribbing me and all of this and taking shots and stuff and using the F word for, you know, I was at, yes, calling it fake and saying, no, this is basically choreographic and I can still get hurt.
I mean, yes, it's true, you can still get hurt, but still, like, I mean, like, you're doing something you love, like, you're following your dreams. Like, that don't give them the right to rib you.
Right. You know, you have some people
bullying.
Like that. Yeah, exactly. I would say basically jealousy, basically some type of jealousy and envy that they wish they was that athletic or, you know.
Right. Yeah. Jealousy sounds about right. They want to put you down because they're not the ones doing it.
So you wrestled a lot in the Midwest, and you've gone up and down. There's a lot of wrestling history in Missouri that goes back well over 90 years, and up, you know, in Missouri, Chicago. What out of all the cities you've been to? What are some memorable fan interactions that you have? Because wrestling fans are the best fans in all the sports. They are, hands down. You know. What good experiences have you had with fans? What stands out?
What stands out? You said what stands out in the fans?
Yes. You met a lot of fans. What experience do you have with the fans? You know, when you meet fans, sometimes they cry, they get excited. You know, I met Ric Flair one time, and I just went crazy. I waited 2 hours to get his autograph.
Really?
Yeah, so do you have any fans that, like, they, like, say thank you, you know, they give you compliments, did they cry, you know? What kind of reaction?
There's this one fan I know very well. His name is Wyatt. He's one of my biggest supporters also. He's one of my biggest fans. He's always drawing pictures of me or, like, saying thank you just for being a really good wrestler, always being nice to him. Wyatt's a really cool kid. He's definitely one I remember always. because I would get, like, big signs from him, like a picture of a blue dragon, and, like, it would just, like, always make me smile, and it, like, gives me even more confidence in the ring. So, like, yeah, I would definitely remember Wyatt.
Now, that's so cool. See, just being, doing what you love to do, you have an impact on something else. That proves that you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing
right.
in your life, which is good. So that is a very good thing.
Thank you.
Yes. Also, Tommy, you was close about that. The history of Chicago. I thought he was about to bring in that R. Kelly and Kanye West. That's another thing. Hey, it doesn't mix with CM Punk and Colt Cabana from Chicago.
Right, that is true.
Oh,
Also, you worked with Chloe. What was that like working with her?
Chloe. What's her last name? I'm sorry.
I would say.
Oh wait, does she have blonde hair?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've worked with Chloe before. She's fun to work with as well. She's very very shy, but she's really really cool.
Yes. Also, you have any interest in working other places, like in Mexico, Japan, or UK?
Yes, I do. Definitely Japan. That's like my major goal right now is to work in Japan. I would definitely love to work in the UK. Mexico, yes, because like lucha is like one of my favorite fighting styles. And so is Japanese wrestling. So yeah, definitely work in Japan and Mexico.
Well, in Japan, you'd be right at home with the anime, music, and everything. You fit right in. And the wrestling? And the martial arts,
yes.
The jiu-jitsu? You fit that shit. Yeah, that'd be your second home, basically.
Shoot, I hope so.
I see now, 5 years from now, there'd be an anime character about you, you know, in wrestling.
Oh,
that would
man.
Be cool.
That would be so cool if someone like draws an anime character of me. I would love them forever. That would be so dope. I mean, I've had people draw pictures of me before, like as like you know a dragon of me being a dragon, which I love too. But if somebody could like draw an anime of me or me riding a blue dragon, that would be cool. I would love them forever.
Yes, I definitely see one picture of you basically with a drawing of you on a dragon basically. That was very well done.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I gotta give that artist a lot of credit basically.
Oh, cool.
Also, what's your thoughts of on the state of women's wrestling that it's in every promotion now in America.
I think it's really awesome. I think it's a big deal because we're finally, like, people are finally seeing that we can, like, do anything as good as the men can do. So I'm glad that people are, like, finally paying attention and, like, realizing, like, the hard work the women put in this business.
Yes, definitely. It's a women's revolution out there. Besides in WWE, you have it all over Impact Wrestling, Women of Honor, even AEW, about to start there soon, All Elite Wrestling. Even you see it in Shimmer, Shine, and places like that.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, and hopefully, you never know. We might see you working for Shimmer, Shine, or any of these other major league wrestling companies.
I hope so. Fingers crossed, because I would love to be on Shimmer or Shine, any other women's promotion. That would be dope.
This show has been a good luck charm for a lot of talent out there from the indies, and they end up going to signing with WWE, Impact Wrestling, or other top promotions. Definitely.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think WWE must be listening to this podcast, so many, they had a representative and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I can see right now, even Triple H probably watching, scouting talent and saying, I think we need to bring in more of these good talent. Vince don't mind.
Yeah, I agree. So hopefully he's watching.
Yes. And he definitely been the GM of the year ever since he became Senior Vice President of Talent Relations, took over Johnny Laurinaitis' role, and he's been doing wonders for NXT roster, and it's like they call him Mr. NXT.
Yeah, he's been doing a really good job. I'm really proud of him for that.
Are there any women out there you would like to face one day for a dream match or any other reasons?
Jazz definitely on my list, and I have Ronnie Nicole, Aja Pereira, Jocelyn, London Ali, who else? Raquel Vaughn. Who else? Kiara Hogan. Who else? Love to get in the ring with Lainey Luck. Hope I'm not missing anyone. I probably am. If I am, I'm sorry. But those are definitely some of the women. Oh, Dee Rose. Her name is Dementia Rose. She trains in Atlanta with Air Fox.
Another member of the show.
Who else? I don't know how to say her name. Starts with an A. It's like AZ. Dang it. I feel bad.
I know Aja Khan. You said Aja Pereira. Yeah. She's still a superhero, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And Ronnie, yeah, definitely, you can bring, she can bring that experience from Japan, definitely.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And I definitely AEW, someone, a representative from them is listening right now.
Yeah.
Sign Ronnie Nicole to the roster. I'm telling you that, Cody, even Dad would have mentioned that, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, yeah?
She got amazing, yeah, she got amazing talent, David.
Sure do.
She might be the next female American Dream, Daddy. but she's Miss Nightmare, Mrs. Nightmare. I miss the legend Dusty Rhodes, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
And I gotta say that he was like one of the wrestlers that seemed like I was going to Sunday morning service right there.
He sure did.
His promos, yes. And we need more of that also in wrestling also. Promos like that,
yeah,
also. And yeah. And more,
I
know, more like shoot type of promos.
Yep, I definitely agree.
Yes. Also, what's your thoughts of this year's card at WrestleMania for Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte Flair?
You said say it one more time.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on the three-way women's main event of Ronda Rousey versus Lynch and Charlotte Flair?
My thoughts, honestly, I'm shocked. Like, that's something to look forward to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's like everything of all three worlds coming to, together, like MMA and meets WWE and everything, and even Legacy also in this match also.
Yep, MMA, a queen, and Becky, oh man.
Yes.
Or the man, I think that's what she's calling herself.
Yes. The last kisser. Yes. And this year WrestleMania, it's like it's getting longer and longer each year. Like 6 hours last year, now it's eight.
Eight.
We need another marathon.
Oh my god. They're going to go past people's bedtimes.
Right. I just can't see 70,000 people fall. They're going to have to fall asleep somehow.
Oh, no. You never know.
Wow.
Some of them might just stay up.
Yeah, I said for most of them, but I just hope Vince deliver right now. Because they exhausted doing people going to other shows and indie shows and other major promotions during the WrestleMania weekend on top of that.
And, oh, yep, that's also true.
Right. If I think Vince is doing, I bet he's in it. You know, more making sure everyone gets that payday. And damn it, we can't leave nobody behind. I don't care. We have to put a Andre the Giant hollow draft up.
Oh no.
Oh, that would work right there with Big Show and Andre.
I was going to say.
I can see one of his representatives right now. Vince is not going to like this. Tommy, are you still there?
Yes.
Yes, our co-host must be MIA right now.
Oh, I thought you asked if I was still here. Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I was wondering where he went. I said I could have sworn there was another voice, but I guess he took a bathroom break or something. I don't know.
Right. He probably must have had a conference call somewhere else, probably.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes. Also, would you like to plug any of your upcoming shows for the fans out there and listeners?
Yes, so this Saturday I will be in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I will be facing Marnie Graw, and I'm also the champion at Cape Championship Wrestling. And then next Saturday I will be at New Breed. That's where myself and Q face Brene and Rex. And then Sunday, the 31st, I will be in a tag match, three-person tag match, with Space Monkey and Space Pirate. We will be facing Sophie King, Aaron O'Ryan, and Barakas, and that will be at Glory Pro.
Awesome. So you have a lot of bookings to attend.
Oh yeah, and I can't wait too. I'm excited.
Yes. And could we see some gold on you also this year?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Also, and where can the fans reach? Reach you at, basically.
You can reach me. I have all three social medias. My Facebook and Instagram is Tootie Lynn Ramsey. You can reach me there. Or you can follow me on Twitter at the Tootie Lynn.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, check her out on all these social media forms, basically. Show your support for the Blue Dragon.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm telling you, you could have your own animated cartoon one day.
Yeah, I hope so. Somebody needs to do that. If y'all love me, please do that. That would be so dope. I will watch that every day.
Right. Or especially these video games now, you just, you know, like create a wrestler or create a character.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely, even in Mortal Kombat, even Mom, right there, the Blue Dragon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm telling you that Mortal Kombat can start starting to take a little bit more of wrestling, basically, and adding it to their game more with their characters.
That would be really cool.
Yes. Yes. 2D Lynn Ramsey, it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor Radio. You can come back anytime for the show. Anything, anime or anything. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. You can definitely bring those Pokemon cards. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Blue Dragon, 2D Lynn Ramsey. If you want to check out this latest episode, it's up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio. Or if you want more Wrestling It Factor Radio, check out page at on Facebook at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio for latest episodes there as well. This is Wayne Benitez and Tommy Two Chips signing off. Later.
Dream Chaser, double MG. Cali, what up? Rosé, what up? Woo! I'm popping bottle at the bottle, model at the model. Maybe I got back up out it. I live it, you rap about it. Niggas been talking money. Really, I left about it. Cause I'm getting tickets to let the cops and they try to stop us. Stop us cause we be ballin'. Rappers be seen before and this new Rari be retarded. I hit the cat when I park it. Put fire when I started. These niggas, they can't afford it. That's foreign, they get imported. I seen it, I went and bought it. I step up in the dealer, feeling like a killer. Banana clips for all you niggas think you gorilla.